Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships? What makes them work? How to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Hi, I was recently asked by the Metro magazine to write a piece on questions that you might ask yourself before entering a relationship, before making it official. You know, at that time when you're considering, is this person good for me? Is this person right for me? And am I right for them? So the first question, what do I want from this relationship? And is this person able and willing to offer that? What do they say they want from it? And am I willing and able to offer that? You want to feel, if you're going to fall in love with each other, you're going to catch each other. If they're not really up for it and you're really not feeling it for them, then you really maybe consider stepping back and choosing someone else. Because in the long run, that not really choosing them wholeheartedly will undermine your relationship, can create pain and discomfort, and may end up with not choosing them further down the line when it's much more painful. You know, and the other side for you, if you continue with somebody who's half-hearted or ambivalent about being in relationship, then you're likely not to get chosen further down the line, or not to get chosen moment by moment, to be deprioritized, if there is such a word. And that feels eternally and excruciatingly painful. That's a death of a thousand cuts to your happiness. And these are fundamental questions as well. If you're looking for those big decisions in life, you know, those big choice points, are you looking for a mother or father to your children? Is the other person looking for a fling just before they go traveling or while they're traveling? Are they committed elsewhere in any way? Are they really available to you? Might be to a previous relationship that they're still tangled up with. It might be to their career that may take them all over the world and make them unavailable. It might be that they live in a different town or city or country and are not really going to be in the same place with you to have your children. If you're not on the same page about major issues in life, again, you're on that path to pain and conflict. If this is somebody you're looking to commit your life to and to build a life with, do you feel calm and at home with them? Do you feel emotionally safe? If you don't, then they're not really a good friend to you. And that's first and foremost what you need. You need all the bells and whistles of emotional and sexual connection. Yes, but not at the expense of friendship, reliability, and trust. Are you willing to listen to each other and really trust each other? Are you able to understand your love languages? You know, if you need words of affirmation and they need acts of service, you may need to adapt. You know, you might want to give words of affirmation because that's what you like and feel loved by. But if they don't, if they need acts of service like the cup of tea in the morning or an iron shirt or a cooked meal or, I don't know, anything else that you can think of that is an act of service, mowing the grass or, I don't know, all of those sort of mundane life things that we need of each other to feel loved. And you're saying just words of affirmation, they're not going to get it. They're really not going to get it. They won't feel loved. If you're not really willing to relate to each other in each other's love languages, how are you going to know that you're loved? How are they going to know that they're loved? There's a key. Do they and you have both the willingness and capacity to create security with you by committing to working through any problems? There are perpetual problems in any relationship. It can be things that are different about how you view money, how much sleep you both need if you're an early riser and a late sleeper, how you negotiate those perpetual problems, and how you lay the ground to deal with the problems as they arise. You know, there may be big life issues that happen, conflicts that arise about career, sex, I don't know, all of those things, whether to have children or not. Those big questions. There may be losses of jobs or loss of home. All sorts of things can befall us. Are they really willing to be with you and you with them to work through that with respect, maturity, and kindness to create that security long term? Do you love and admire them? Are you choosing them because they're a safe bet? Are you seeing them as inferior to you and feeling that you will have control? You know, this can happen quite a lot if you've had previous relationships where you felt out of control, where you felt the follower, not the leader. So you want to be a leader this time and create a follower. But that's not balance. You know, that's not good for you. You know that you're settling. And if you can't really admire them, you're not really choosing them. And they'll know that they're being settled for and will feel inferior. And that's a recipe for pain again. So are they a good friend? That's the final question. Are they a good friend? Is their commitment equal to yours? Will they have your back? And are you willing to have theirs? These are all major, major things. Before you ask yourself anything else, these are all major things to ask yourself before you enter into a relationship with somebody in any formal way, any committed way to go forwards together. So I wish you well in all of these endeavors. It's a beautiful path and can be a rocky one. So as we approach Valentine's Day 2022, my heartfelt wishes for you finding and keeping true, committed, lasting, mutual love. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.